for WBAI in New York. I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Wednesday, December 31st, 2014. New York's minimum wage will go up today from $8 to $8.75 an hour. It gives a boost in pay to some 700,000 workers. New York is one of several raising its minimum pay rate in the new year. Increases also take effect in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Florida, and other states. New York lawmakers approved the increase in 2013. It's part of a series of steps to bring the wage to $9 on December 31, 2015. It could go up even higher if lawmakers pass another increase in the 2015 legislative session. Supporters of a higher minimum wage are calling for a $10.10 per hour minimum. They want to give cities like New York the authority to raise it even more. Governor Cuomo's administration is also studying whether to raise the minimum wage for servers, for people who bus tables, and other tipped workers who may be paid less than the minimum wage as long as their tips make up the difference. A state wage board is expected to issue a recommendation before Cuomo's labor commissioner makes a decision in February. New York City's police unions are saying only time will tell if relations can be improved with Mayor Bill de Blasio in the wake of rancor brewed over the shooting deaths of two police officers and City Hall's response to protests over police conduct. De Blasio, Police Commissioner Bratton, and union leaders met privately for 2 hours Tuesday afternoon. A rift between de Blasio and much of the NYPD's rank and file has widened. Union leaders have said the mayor fostered an anti-NYPD atmosphere. The two sides pledged to meet again, though no time frame was issued. State environmental conservation officials say they're investigating the dumping of hundreds of plastic bottles into the upper Hudson River and along its banks. Kayakers discovered illegal dumping near a park 50 miles north of Albany. Found near the bottles were large, clear plastic bags. They appeared similar to the ones used by grocery stores to hold returnable bottles and cans that were crushed and removed from self-return machines. And there's a disturbing story out of Idaho. Authorities say a 2-year-old boy accidentally shot and killed his mother after he reached into her purse at a northern Idaho Walmart and her concealed gun fired. Veronica Rutledge, 29 years old, was shopping with her son and three other children. The young boy was left in a shopping cart. He reached into his mom's purse and grabbed a small caliber handgun, which discharged. Deputies who responded to the Walmart found Rutledge dead. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Late Tuesday, the Security Council at the United Nations rejected a Palestinian resolution demanding an end to Israeli occupation within 3 years. It was a blow to an Arab campaign to get the UN's most powerful body to take action to achieve an independent state of Palestine. The U.S., Israel's closest allies, made clear its opposition to the draft resolution. The U.S. insisted on a negotiated peace agreement between Israel and Palestinians, not an imposed timetable. It would have used its veto if necessary, but it didn't have to because the resolution failed to get the minimum 9 yes votes required for adoption by the 15-member council. The Ebola victim who is believed to have triggered the current outbreak is a 2-year-old boy. His name is Emile Uamuno. He's from Guinea. He may have been infected by playing in a hollow tree housing a colony of bats. Scientists made the connection on an expedition to the boy's village. They took samples and chatted to locals to find out more about Ebola's source. The village sits deep within the Guinea forest region. It's surrounded by towering reeds and oil palm cultivations. These are believed to have attracted the fruit bats carrying the virus passed on to Emile. Closer to home, Governor Andrew Cuomo vetoed legislation to transfer jurisdiction to prosecute crimes at New York City's jail from the Bronx DA to the DA in Queens. The bill, which passed the Senate and Assembly almost unanimously, was backed by the Guards Union at Rikers Island. They argued they would be treated more fairly in Queens. Governor Cuomo says the switch would be unprecedented and unconstitutional. Rikers is located in Bronx County and opposite opposition has been significant from both civil rights groups and the DAs in both jurisdictions. Rikers Island is located in the East River. The 10-jail facility averages 11,000 inmates a night. It produces only about 1,000 criminal cases, though, a year. This month, federal authorities probed guards' use of force against teenage inmates. They sued the city to institute reforms. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.